Third parak of Mila, seventh Mishnah. Shalshi Ilon Shel Hedjod Boin B'Shel Hektish. You have a tree that was planted out of Hektish, but its roots are going into Hektish. B'Shel Hektish Boin B'Shel Hedjod, the other way around. The tree from Hektish, the roots are going into a regular person's field. Lo Nene V'Lo Moyelim. Right, we go by the tree. So since the tree itself does not belong to Hektish, then even though it has roots going into Hektish, you're not moil on that tree. It says that it's only talking about when the tree is within 16 amas of Hektish. If it's more than that, then we say even there's some minor roots going that doesn't affect the tree at all. Water that's coming out, a wellspring coming out of a field of Hektish. Also, you should not have ano, but there's no me'ila from the water of that mine. It's also similar to something growing out of the field, but you know, it's not actually growing out of it, but it's coming out of it. When the Shabbos of Sukkot, so they weren't able to draw the water for the Nisach HaMayim from before Sukkot, and therefore they would draw the water before Shabbos and they put it in this golden card, and it was not yet Hektish, so therefore there's not yet any me'ila on it. But still, since it was set aside for Hektish, it's also to use that water. Once you put it into this Kli Hektish, then it's Mekadish it, and then Moilimbo, then it has me'ila like anything else that's Mukdish to the Beis HaMikdash. Arova, the Arovas that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, also learn any of the Moilim, because they weren't Makdish it as a Kolben or as a Bedek HaBayis, it was just used for the service in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, there's no me'ila. Rabbi Lezer, but Sotakoim, and Nenim, Hoyum, and Menaskanim, Bilveim. Not only is there's no me'ila, but it's actually permitted to be Nenim.